Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when Current State features people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about a group of Lansing area women raising money to help Lansing area nonprofits to thrive. Here to tell us more are two of the co-founders of Greater Lansing 100 Women Who Care, Rose Zack and Donna Odie. Welcome to Current State.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Rose, describe for us the idea behind 100 Women Who Care. What do you want to accomplish?
I think we want to help the struggling charities, nonprofits, worthy causes in our area that were so depleted during the tough times we had here, impact the lives of those people in our local community. And it's strictly local. We want to change lives, mm-hmm. or hope to impact lives.
100, and how many women are involved in the group?
Right now we have about 173.
Okay. You've hit your goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well over 100 women who care.
Yeah, we want to grow still. I mean, there's great things we can do with even
And many you started women. Out just with you two?
Well, we have give credit to Karen Dunnigan from Jackson, who actually came up with this concept in 2007. And while visiting a friend of mine in Jackson, she told me about it. She was a member. And I thought, wow, we could do that. And so I came back and talked to Donna about it. And Donna was just great. She got right on the bandwagon and said, we can do this.
Sounds like something you could take across the country, candidly. It's just got a ring to it that I think could take off. Donna, how do you choose the nonprofits that get the funds you raise?
Well, actually, it's our membership that does that. In order to be a member, you commit to a year's membership, coming to our meetings four times a year. Each meeting lasts for 1 hour. And the commitment that you make for the year is to write a check for $100 at each meeting to the charity that's chosen for that evening.
Mm. And does the money you donate usually, does it go to a specific project?
Yes, it does. So our membership gets together, and each one of us who cares to present a charity that evening writes out the charity on a form, puts it in a basket. We collect all of the charity nominations. Three are drawn from that, and those three people are given 5 minutes to present their charity and why there should be the one
very interesting.
That's chosen.
I think you have a reality TV show in the making here as well.
In a way.
I'm flashing on Shark Tank all of a sudden for some crazy reason.
Yes.
Donna Odie and Rose Zack are our guests of Greater Lansing, 100 Women Who Care. Rose, why was it important to you to have a space for women specifically to come together and give back?
I think I've lived here since 1968 and volunteered in several different organizations. And it's just amazing to me that watching women get involved in something that they care deeply about, they can do great things. And so this was a great vehicle for that. And I guess that was it. Just seeing the people in Lansing, the women in Lansing, when they commit to something, they go through with it, and they do a great job.
Do the charities you fund also have a focus on women and girls?
Well, it's interesting. The ones that the donation recipients since 2010, a lot of them have been women and children. But it's for any really local nonprofit that has a specific goal, is eligible to receive our funds.
Donna, are there any organizations or projects that you've made a donation to that have been particularly special to you, ones that were really excited that you were able to help?
Well, every single one of them really has a place in my heart. But one in particular is Sparrow's Nest. Sparrow's Nest takes homeless women and their children and provides housing for them, and not only housing, but a year's working with them, providing counseling, budget help, a program that helps them become independent on their own. And at the end of that year, if they graduate from that program, they're given the opportunity to buy this mobile home, which has been provided for them at a very nominal fee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Comprehensive approach to helping people. What kind of reaction do you get from the organizations who get this money?
In awe. In awe. First of all, it's wonderful being able to take all of these checks over because we don't have a checking account. Each woman writes the check that evening that we choose the charity to the charity itself.
And this is over 100 women 4 times a year writing a check for $100.
Right.
Correct.
So
that's a lot of money.
Well,
it is.
It's a great deal. And, you know, obviously when we started out, we didn't have 170 women. So when you're taking over $17,000 to any one of the donation recipients, it is awesome. It's awesome to us, at least.
It is.
And we get that reaction from them.
Do you ever get a chance to follow up with an organization and see what kind of impact this money is making?
We really do. We're trying, especially, too, to have some of those people come back and just let our group know what is happening. And a lot of our members actually are volunteers in some of these different organizations that we have funded or, you know, given money to. And so it's very nice that they can come back and say, hey, we're doing this. This program that we've started, they will explain it to our group. Christian Services got a new phone system for their operation. And one of our members could come back and say, it's installed now, and we're going to be able to use it soon. So it's those kinds of things that are exciting.
On top of all of the assistance, which is really significant in and of itself, it seems like this is a great opportunity to learn more about your very own community. Is that the case, Don?
Exactly.
I would think so.
Rose and I thought we knew so much about the charities in the Lansing area and how they helped. We knew they needed funding, but we have learned so much. The very first one that we gave to was Caring About Kids with our first 44 members, and Caring About Kids is a group that helps foster children and their foster parents with a small stipend that they get. Doesn't help cover sports or music lessons, camp experience. There have been so many, more than half of the charities that we have given to, we have learned about.
Yeah, we never even heard of that before that day. That's been one of the beauties of the organization.
That's what I assume. I want to get back to Sparrow's Nest, which sounds like a comprehensive and a really productive approach to helping people. Are they based in the city of Lansing then?
Yes.
Okay.
The woman who started Christian Services, Christian Services is a group of area churches that help with personal needs, not housing, but just working to help people find out how to get the heat turned back on, clothing, food. And the woman who was in charge of that realized that there was a real need in this area for mothers and children who were homeless. Mm. And she was the one who started Sparrow's Nest.
Donna, let me ask you the same question. Is there one organization you've encountered that's really left an indelible mark on you?
I think the Small Talk.
Rose, I beg your pardon.
That's okay. Small Talk is an organization connected with the Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse. And this organization is trying desperately to find housing so that when they interview these children who have been abused, that it's a more comfortable setting. And so they are now in the process of trying to purchase a home, right now they're renting it, but with the option to purchase it. And we were able to get them started with this money to, you know, proceed in that direction. And so that's close to my heart. But they're all close to my heart.
Small Talk was actually one of our previous Neighbors in Action segments,
coincidentally
enough.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners want to get involved with 100 Women Who Care, Rose, how do they do that?
They can Google us, go on 100 Women Who Care. That will bring it right up. We also have a website, Greater Lansing, 100womenwhocare.com. We'll get them to our website and explain how we work, how the program, the concept works, and they can get in touch with us through that.
When's your next meeting?
March 17th.
All right.
And they don't have to wear green.
Okay. But
and we meet at the University Club of MSU.
Now, you both mentioned that is the sky the limit in terms of members here? It's 100 women who care, or currently 173. Can you really accommodate and just many,
absolutely,
many more members?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The sky is the limit,
yes,
and we would love that.
You'll have to rebrand your name, though. Make a 1,000 women who care.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Like all the burgers sold at McDonald's. They went from millions to billions to billions. Well, it's been exciting to learn about your group. It sounds like you've really struck a chord here in the Lansing area, and we wish you nothing but the best. We've been talking about Greater Lansing, 100 Women Who Care, an organization that raises money for a different local nonprofit every quarter. Our guests today, co-founders Rose Zach and Donna Odie. Rose and Donna, thank you.
Thank you, Mark,
Mark,
allowing us to share our story.
It's been a pleasure. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or tweet us at @KARCurrentState and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.